But if they are provided for, the next step is made possible, namely the cultivation of personal control by virtue of gaining habits of choice that will allow us to indeed take real satisfaction in the areas for which we have been responsible, precisely because our choices have been engaged. It's the insight, I think, that dominates all realist ethics over the course of the history of philosophy, namely, that actions have their consequences, and that the only way in which one can take real responsibility for the good things one does is if one is equally willing to take responsibility for the sorrowful or tragic or unsuccessful things we choose, because actions have their consequences. It's a kind of realist philosophy that insists that there won't be a God who will come and rectify every wrong immediately, refusing to allow even the evil deeds that occur to cause suffering upon the innocent. That if actions are going to have their consequences, then indeed our tragic decisions and our worst decisions and the evil decisions that we make will play out and will have their consequences, precisely because there is a stable world in which actions have their consequences in general. This is Aristotle's world. It's a world of natures in which things have patterns by which they operate because of the built-in structures that are present in the being. For us human beings, what those structures are a nature that is inclined toward various fulfillments, that is inclined toward various uses and developments of our powers, and that will proceed in a world where actions have their consequences so that we bear responsibilities, responsibilities for which we may well be praised if we've done well individually or communally, and in which we will bear certain responsibility if we've chosen poorly. We will have to bear the responsibility for having made unwise decisions, things that were unwise personally or things that were unwise communally. In Aristotle's vision that is offered us in this ethics, we have then an ethics that emphasizes that responsibility, but also an ethics that's focused on human development of the patterns that will make meeting those responsibility more easy. For Aristotle, this is his notion of virtue. Virtue is a habit of choosing the mean between the extremes with regard to those actions, the things we do, and the emotions, the things we feel. And in stressing the fact that these virtues are habits, he is alert to the fact that whatever is in our nature, whether there are spontaneous inclinations that lead us towards successful action, or whether there are deficiencies in our nature that make us weak and disinclined, we can nonetheless gain a second nature by virtue of these habits. We can gain a certain ease and regularity and pleasure in doing responsible actions, and in fact, we can even make these things so much second nature to us that our feelings themselves will be trained. Our feelings themselves will be habituated so that we will find it somewhat more easy and somewhat more regular and even somewhat more pleasant to do the temperate thing, to do the just thing, to make the prudent deliberation and to bring that prudent deliberation to a prudent decision, and so on. In his entire list of virtues, there's this constant ready assertion of the importance of habit, and yet the constant reaffirmation of the importance of choice, because the virtues are habits of choosing, so that our responsibility remains and is not diminished by any concentration on habit that would somehow lead to a sense that we are acting only by rote. Aristotle's ethics remains, I think, an extremely viable option and a wealth of insight. It's the sort of thing which I think that we do very well to reflect on together, such as in this series of tapes. But it's also the thing which professional philosophers have found continuously interesting and which in the present day has been a renewed source of great interest to professional philosophers. Figures like Alistair MacIntyre, who's been in a way the dean of historians of ethics, as well as an active developer of modern ethical theory in books like After Virtue or books like Whose Justice, Which Rationality. His strong sense of the importance of this Aristotelian theory of virtue ethics. Likewise, figures like Martha Nussbaum, who have cultivated this sense of the virtue ethics in Aristotle and have given it a modern turn, that is, a way to consider for our own very plural and very diverse culture, what are the things that are most necessary for virtues in our society and how do you cultivate them?